It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 27-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, the news has been and continues to be this vote by the British Union to get the heck out of the European Union. And we're wondering, what effect might that have on U.S. real estate?
You know, Steve, in the short term, the U.S. could be flooded with investors flocking to the U.S. as a safe haven, putting more demand on real estate. And of course, that would be a good thing for us. It could also, while there's a rise in the dollar, could hurt U.S. exports. It's also expected to put downward pressure on the long-term mortgage interest rates. So it's going to be twofold. One, long-term interest rates. Two, investors leaving some of their investments in the EU or in London specifically and moving to the US.
When you have stress times like these, the big money, institutional money, and pension money has to go somewhere. And if it seeks safety, there's only a limited few areas they can invest in. And the most liquid area in the world to invest in for big dollars is US Treasuries. So if there's more demand for those bonds, then prices rise, which means the corresponding interest rates fall. And then if interest rates fall, mortgage rates, which are pegged to treasury rates, will also fall. So we did. We saw a dramatic decline. At what rate did you see it get to?
Just recently, we saw an average of 3.46. We were over 4%.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the lowest rate in a while. Of course, this produces, lower monthly payments, gives buyers great buying power. And to give you an idea what this means, it'll allow the average home buyer to buy 8% more expensive of a house.
Wow.
So, look at the numbers.
Or folks, you could not buy a bigger house and you could just save more money.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Okay. You don't always have to buy a bigger house, right?
Exactly. And this may have an effect on the lenders because when the mortgage rates decline, the lenders become more risk adverse as their profit margins start to dwindle down.
Uh-huh.
And that may, make it a little more challenging to get a mortgage.
So there's a little bit of a pushback from lenders. So it's kind of like whack-a-mole, something good happens over here, well, something pops out over there. So it's the way the markets keep their equilibrium, I guess. But, talking about equilibrium, and I don't think this has anything to do with recent events over in Europe, but home prices climbed again in April, didn't they?
That's right. And we have 7 cities that set records. Home values are now just 9.6 below the peaks from a decade ago.
Wow.
And that's really not that far below.
Yeah.
Home prices rose in 20 major home markets with double-digit annual increases. 5 cities at record home values, Dallas and Denver, are above the historic peaks. So, across the board, the home prices are increasing. And it's very simple. Shrinking inventory boosts home values.
How's it looking for you out there? You're out on the street. You're beating the bushes every day. You're showing homes. You're listing homes. What's the activity like in your neck of the woods?
It's interesting. We've got quite a bit of inventory, but yet we don't. The inventory that we have, a lot of it is just overpriced inventory. They're not real sellers. And I say not real sellers. They don't appear to be motivated sellers. I think what's happened, Steve, is the sellers, believe that they can keep pushing the values up. And the buyers are saying, no, Mr. Buyer, that's too much. We're not going to pay that price.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing a little bit of a pullback on the buyer side. The demand is there. They're not willing to pay the prices that the sellers are asking. And I see that to be true, all over the place. So we are seeing the inventory climb. And it's also the time of year. It's natural to see, for example, the single family homes climb this time of year. So that's not really out of the ordinary. The inventory is a little bit higher than it has been, but it's still very low. We can use more inventory.
The area that you're busy in, that you're involved in, the summertime is when a lot of people will come down and start to buy because they're getting set up for the school year.
That's right. A lot of relocation buyers, people just moving to different states. So there's lots of seller time activity going on.
Well, you have given me a report entitled The 8 Critical Trends in Real Estate. I don't know if we're going to have time for all 8, but let's go through some of those trends that are very, very important at the present time?
Sure. Well, anytime there's a shift in world economy, we just talked about the EU, but one of them is China is a primary competition sector. They have capped a five-year real estate investment totaling $110 billion. So shifts in world economy have an impact. Lending issues. They're predicting that commercial projects will decrease as many insurance companies, bankers, debt marketers reach allocation limits.
So wait a minute. So let's slow down a little bit here. So we're seeing a lot of cranes in the sky. I know in my area, I know in a lot of cities nationwide, there's a lot of commercial building going on. Is this basically saying that that may start to slow because insurance companies and lenders and the debt markets only have so much capacity to take on the amount of debt required to fund these new projects, and they're reaching their limits?
That's what it's saying,
okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's what it's saying. So that's good to know. You know, one of the key aspects of real estate, especially commercial real estate, you'll notice that in good times, they're putting up a lot of buildings, and that can be a very successful venture. But at some point in time, since the planning stage to the end stage.
Oh, it could be 10 years.
Let's say it's even 18 months or something, or two and a half years. By that time, the building is completed, the economy could be back in recession. And that's when
right.
The cycle gets messy again and people get hurt.
Yep. And we see it time and time again. Demographics, that's another big issue. The millennial population is growing as 10,000 baby boomers retire each day.
Oh, that's a big
one. So what the prediction here is that there's going to be continued growth in the multifamily and growth in the boomer-focused housing,
yeah,
offering like medical facilities, assisted living facilities, that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 27-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.